You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's Foreign Minister, Maurice Payne, is in the United States, where she met with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. During their meeting in Washington, D.C., they discussed vaccine supplies for the Indo-Pacific region and pandemic disinformation.
We are and will continue to work with partners to advance the region's health and prosperity, particularly in response to COVID-19, to protect the region's security and stability, including by countering disinformation and malicious cyber activity. We have discussed our practical areas of cooperation, including, as Tony said, on the supply and delivery of COVID-19 vaccines in the Indo-Pacific.
Mr. Blinken was asked if he was satisfied with the investigation into China and the origins of COVID-19.
No, not satisfied with the original investigation. Yes, support an ongoing investigation to get to the bottom of what happened with COVID-19. We need to understand what happened if we are going to have the best possible opportunity to prevent it from happening again, and to make sure we can put in place an even stronger global health security system to make sure that we can prevent, detect, mitigate future pandemics.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced it is easing indoor mask wearing guidance for fully vaccinated people, allowing them to safely stop wearing masks outdoors in crowds and inside in most places. The new guidance is a major step towards returning to pre-pandemic life. It still calls for wearing masks in crowded indoor settings like buses, planes, hospitals, prisons, and homeless shelters, but will help ease restrictions for reopening workplaces and schools. Speaking at the White House COVID-19 briefing, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said several things have happened in the last 2 weeks that made the new guidance possible.
And so several things have happened in the last 2 weeks. In the last 2 weeks, the cases in this country have dropped by a third. In the last 2 weeks, we've had increasing available vaccine, and we now have available and eligible people between the ages of 12 and 15. And we have had a coalescence of more science that has emerged just in the last week. The science has been in three areas. One is the effectiveness of the vaccines in general in real-world populations. One is the effectiveness against against variants, which was just published last week, and then the effectiveness in preventing transmissibility.
This comes as U.S. regulators authorized Pfizer-BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine for use in children as young as 12 earlier in the week. Vaccinating younger ages is considered an important step for getting children back into schools safely. President Joe Biden has asked states to make the vaccine available to younger adolescents immediately. 13-year-old Thomas Lowe was among the first to receive the Pfizer vaccine.
Feels good. Now I can meet with my friends and I won't have to worry so much about getting COVID. COVID's probably just a ton worse than getting a vaccine. So I think vaccine will really protect me against COVID.
Pediatric cardiologist Jake Kleinmahan has seen some of the worst COVID-19 cases in children in the U.S. He's advocating for parents to vaccinate their children ages 12 and up for the safety of the community. He addressed the hesitancy of some to allow their children to be vaccinated.
I understand that as a parent myself, and everything we do in life has risks and benefits. And this is a vaccine that's been studied widely now. We have a lot of safety information on it. We know it's safe. We know that in this population, it's 100% effective. And while kids are less likely to have serious complications from COVID-19, there was a recent study that showed about a quarter of kids do have persistent symptoms that lasting months after their initial infection.
In the UK, Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he is anxious about the spread of the variant first detected in India after a closely monitored study of infections in England found the variant is becoming more prevalent just ahead of the next big easing of lockdown restrictions.
It is a variant of concern. We are anxious about it. It has been spreading. Now, at the moment, there's a very wide range of scientific opinion about what could happen. But we want to make sure that we take all the prudential, all the cautious steps now that we could take.
Residents of Greek islands in the Aegean and Ionian Seas have begun receiving their second doses of coronavirus vaccines as Greece launched its summer tourist season. The doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine arrived by plane on the island of Naxos before being distributed by the Coast Guard to small islands with tiny populations. Islanders make up around 1.5 million of Greece's population of 10.7 million. Greek tourism minister Harry Theoharis celebrated the beginning of the return of tourism.
Welcome to the beginning of the great return of Greek tourism to freedom and normality. It is now a fact, we open sails. And what a beautiful image this is associated for our country, the sails, our islands, our sea, the wind. So we open the Greek tourism industry. We bring Greece back to the European and world as a place synonymous with hospitality and security, so it can succeed this year.
To enable travel between mainland Greece and the Aegean Islands, Greece will be issuing vaccination certificates for those who have been vaccinated.
The green certificate or vaccination certificate from our side is ready. Such a certificate is essential for internal movements from the mainland to the islands because we want to preserve their safety. The test starts now.
Meanwhile, health authorities in the Philippines have reported an easing in the spread of the coronavirus as the lifting of curbs begins. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte approved the easing of some restrictions in the capital and nearby provinces, with daily COVID-19 infections well down from a peak 6 weeks ago. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.